Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We have a stunning golden buzzer and guest judge Jay Leno. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What up, what up, what up, everybody? I am Justine, your host, and I am accompanied by Rachel Swidler. She is a singer, dancer, actor, pretty much everything. This girl has it all, I'm telling you
not
right now.
Not everything. I'm not a contortionist.
Well, we'll get into that because we do have a crazy contortionist that literally blew our minds away.
Yes.
And this was a really great episode. I mean, we have, obviously, like usual, Jay Leno, who is our celebrity guest judge. And he is the one that decided the golden buzzer for today, because each episode we have a new golden buzzer. And we're just going to break down the episode, talk about the acts that went through, didn't go through. And also, we have our special segment where we go over which acts we think or what we wanted to go through. That's what we did. Oops, there was a fly on me. Yeah, so what were your overall thoughts of the entire episode?
Overall thoughts were, I loved it. There were so many of my favorite acts in this episode that we'll definitely get into, but a lot of my favorite acts were in this one. A lot of great singers were in this episode.
Yeah.
So, which was what excited me the most, and I love singers. So, yeah, I just overall thought there was a lot of talent in this episode. And it was very easy for me to pick my top seven tonight.
Yeah. Honestly, there were really, really great ones. You know, some of the episodes, you know, we're kind of like struggling. Like, oh, which ones do we want? But there were some really great ones in here. So let's kick it off with voices. I'm sorry. If you're wondering why I'm going like this, there's a freaking fly that's going
around.
So
at any point, if we look weird, it's because we're swatting a fly.
That's what it is.
But
it's
no
not
worries.
It's not because we feel weird about the show.
It's a talent portion for you.
Well, speaking of talent, we have, honestly, I think one of the best talents on the show, and that is Voices of Service. And they got through, and so excited about them. I think that they're absolutely incredible with voices, but I wanted to hear what you had to say about them.
I think I already know. I mean, I always write down if an act gives me goosebumps, and this act gives me goosebumps. There's nothing more amazing than having one singer, but having four singers who are all outstanding, who and their harmonies are just, they're on point, they're beautiful. You know, I love a nice harmony. I love when voices can blend together and sound so smooth. And it was great. Their message is powerful. I always feel something when I'm listening to them. And being able to take your own experiences, some hard experiences, and turn them into good for other people is so rewarding in life. So I can only imagine. I mean, you could just see all the emotion and the passion behind them when they were singing. Perfect harmonies. I would have almost, and I wrote down that I would have almost given them the golden buzzer. They were.
You did say
they
that.
They were that amazing, and
you
their story is awesome. So I love Voices of Service. I think that they have an amazing career ahead of them. They are definitely going to be touring around the world, definitely to the troops. So I can see them having a long-lasting, amazing career. Even if they don't win the show, they're going to have an amazing career.
Yeah, I could see them. Yeah,
awesome.
I totally agree.
I get goosebumps right now talking about them.
Their voices are amazing, and you think harmonizing, like me, I'm like, harmonizing easy. One person sings high, one person sings low, and it's so much more complicated than that. And the fact, what I love too is that they have so much passion. They're like almost crying and tearing in almost every single one. And yeah, I really love them. And another person that was crying and tearing up pretty much, I feel like, the whole show was Benicio Bryant, and he's one of my favorites. I'm really, really sorry, Benicio, when we thought you were a girl. I felt really bad about that, but you just have such a beautiful voice that I mean, doesn't matter what you are. You're just incredible. So if you're watching this, that's how I feel. Rachel, what did you think about Benicio?
So I love Benicio. He really stepped it up with his game tonight with an original song and playing the guitar. I wrote down goosebumps because he gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
Another goosebumper right there.
Goosebumper.
That's not a word, but I just made it one.
I like it.
Incredibly inspirational song that spoke to me. One of the lines was, worst enemy is me. That was one of the lines that he said. My worst enemy can be myself, which is something I can relate to because I find that I am my own worst enemy, and my own, as a lot of us are. I'm very hard on myself. So yeah. It's cool to see that he's 14 years old, that a 14-year-old that wrote that song, I was able to connect with that.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot. And for Jay Leno, who said, you know, you have an old soul. You know, I totally agree with him for the fact that he related that to a year-old, you know, woman yeah. as myself.
I mean, I think he's great. I love that he got a standing ovation. The judges loved him. I mean, I wasn't surprised by that. He was one of the top ones I thought was going to go through. Like, if there was an actual act that I was like, okay, 100%, like, not even a question, it was him. Because, I mean, it's just, I love that he, like you said, did an original song. Original songs are hard. Because at least if it's a song people know, they can, like, hum to it. They can, like, vibe with it. But if you've never heard it before, you don't know what to expect. That's difficult. And he did a really good job.
Yeah. And like we've always said, and in the past, doing an original song is always a risk because you never know how people are going to take it. And they took his extremely well. And to be able to pull off an original song, kudos. Kudos to Benicio. O'Brien.
The only thing I love absolutely everything about him, there's the only thing that drives me insane,
and you're gonna notice.
It's like whenever he sings, he like and like moves his head so much, and it's just distracting. That's what it is. I'm like staring at him doing this movement instead of listening.
I think that's just age. I think this is the fact that he's young, and maybe he hasn't had the, I don't know his vocal training, but he might not just have, he hasn't had the tools yet in his life and gotten the vocal training that he needs in order to take, to prevent that, because that could be something where he's trying to create some vibrato in his voice, and he thinks he needs to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he does that, he can create it, but he knows he doesn't. I actually have a horrible time with my, I don't have a vibrato a lot of the time. You know, vibrato's like that.
It's like.
So instead of being staccato, we get that vibrato in there. But I just think that that's just training. I think that he'll break out of that.
Yeah.
And especially when you are on America's Got Talent, you see yourself live on national television. You can see up, and they get really up close to his face. So,
well, you know who got really up close to Simon's face was Marina Mespa. And she is, sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, she is a contortionist. And like in the beginning of the show, we were talking about how we had a contortionist to chat about. And that is her. That is Marina. All the judges loved her. Simon said that when she went up close to him, that she was nuts. Like, it was terrifying. And it's so funny because really she had like, I don't even know what she had going on, but it worked. What did you think about her?
Oh my gosh. I love her. I remember her from her first audition. I love her. First off, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
She is stunning. Like, when you see her, I wrote that I couldn't take my eyes away from her, not only because of her beauty, but because of her talent. Like, exactly what Simon said. You never knew what she was going to do. You never know what to expect. And that is what you want in a winning act on the show. That is what you want in a Vegas act. The whole time, all I was thinking was, she is perfect for Vegas. Like, she's another one that I'm like, she is going to have a long career after this. I said that she was perfect Vegas to act, sexy, raw, engaging. I liked how interactive she was. I love that she went up to the judges and had them in the show. I could see her doing a show in Vegas and having the audience involved
thinking.
Which is really cool. And the fact that she introduced, you know, she was working a pole. I mean, very dominatrix-like is what I wrote, too.
She's different. That's what I like. She's different. There's no other... I always say this, like, the only thing about singers is there's so many singers throughout this competition. There's only one contortionist.
Yeah. There's only one of her in this competition.
And there's only one... Well, Is he the only magician? Because it sounded like it was a great transition when we go into Eric Chen.
Not the only magician, but the only magician that mattered this episode.
And the only, like, really good card magician. He is my absolute favorite. I love him. I always say that, like, everybody has said that he reminds them of Shin Lim from last year, and it's going to be very hard for him to step out of that. But he did, because today he used the coins. He's making the coins disappear. He was doing something that wasn't cards. So he's just a really, really, like, he blows my mind. Like, I don't understand how it happens. Simon even said that, like, him and his son, like, said, like, he makes magic real.
Yeah. I really like Eric Chen. I wrote goosebumps as well down for him. He gave me goosebumps too. He's just the cream. What is the
cream of the crop?
The cream of the crop. I think Eric Chen's the cream of the crop. I think he's a huge contender for, I don't know if he's going to win just because of last year and it being a magician winning. I think that they're looking for something different this year. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, I think that's working against him. But again, someone who's going to have an amazing career after this, everything, you know, I guess his whole theme was a part of imagination, and it's not really there. It's all a part of your imagination. And it blew me away.
I hate that. It's the year right after. I don't think a second magician's going to win. I'm like, out of every year to go. Like, but then again, you have to take every opportunity. And he's so incredible. Like, he really is incredible. And another person that is incredible is Charlotte. And she is a singer. She's 13 years old, Charlotte Summer. I do think she has a great voice. She got a standing ovation from the judges. But I think that she pushes a little too much.
Yes. I mean, Charlotte, if you're out there and you're listening to this, or you have some fans out there, I'm sure we have some Charlotte fans out there. Amazing. Absolutely to die for. Her voice is something that I only wish and dreamed of when I was her age.
So, like, forceful and, like, and mature.
Like, when I was younger, singing was my life. I wanted to be a singer. And it devastated. I don't necessarily have the best range. I have a great voice, but I've always, what's always set me back or held me back in actually becoming a professional vocalist is my range. So when I hear someone of her age belting out that song, which I love, "You Don't Own Me," and I love that song. So as soon as she started, I was like, oh my gosh. So I wish I could have half the voice she has, but it drives me absolutely insane when singers push and growl and
push the
hit us in the face way too soon. So, like,
or like, I got, and you're just like, it's,
like, it just, too much. It was too much. Again, not taking away from the fact that she has a beautiful voice, but in a song, you want to go on a journey. You want to go from point A to point B to point C to point D. She was already at point Z at the start of that song. It's just, she gave too much in the beginning. And if you go too hard in the beginning, you have nowhere to go in the song. So I felt like the song was at a 100 the entire time. And that I was just like this. I was like, okay, I get it that you can growl. I get it that you have a very forceful, powerful voice. But I just need you to, like,
go. Stop with the growling.
Well, just start off a little like, "You don't own me." Like really, really start it out very, like, personal and, like, soft, and then build. There's a build that needs to happen.
Exactly, because if you want to listen to a song, I know me, if I'm listening to a song, you want to wait for the build, and you want that feeling. So when you jump right into it, you're just like, whoa. Yeah.
And I was really surprised Simon didn't say something about that. If all judges, I thought Simon would have pointed that out, because that's what I was thinking the whole time. So I was surprised he didn't say anything about that. Yeah. So,
Well, the next contestant, Jackie Fabulous, I am not someone that likes comedians easy. I don't laugh easy. Jackie Fabulous is, I think, fabulous. Don't mean to, like, no pun intended, but she is, like, for a comedian, for me, did I laugh out loud? Belly laugh? No. But I would be like, I, like, understood her jokes, and that's a lot for me, because I don't really connect with comedians that much. So, I mean, I like her, and I think she deserved to go through.
Yeah, 100%. Like, she's super relatable. I follow Jackie on Instagram. I think she followed me back.
Really?
But I don't Yeah, she follows me back. But I don't know if she still follows me. But shout out to Jackie if she's still following me. Yeah, because I know she works at one of the comedy clubs here, in, or she was at one of the comedy clubs here in L.A. So I'm so excited to see more of her. I think she's funny and raw and real, and she definitely deserved to go through. I mean, nothing really to say standout-wise about her audition, but just that she was an overall great performance.
Yeah, she was really good.
She made me laugh. She made me smile. And when I actually laugh, I'm like, oh, okay, I actually laughed.
Oh, like, and supposedly, well, not even supposedly, Jay Leno, from what they showed, he wasn't laughing at all, like, to the other comedians. And with her, he laughed and he clapped, and they all gave her a standing ovation. And I was just like, wow, like, it means something, because Jay Leno, like, that's who she was trying to impress.
I know. I mean, I couldn't even imagine going on stage in front of Jay Leno. That'd be incredibly intimidating. So kudos to Jackie.
Kudos to Jackie. And before we get into the acts that didn't go through, Rachel has something to tell us about AfterBuzz.
Yeah, so guys, before we move on, I just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of Talk TV. But for us to continue to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please, please, please give us a 5-star rating, 1 through 4. Apparently, from what I heard from one of my friends, who's one of my cousin's friends, it doesn't really work. So 5's the only one that you're really going to be able to choose anyway. So if you could just do that, that would be great. So, but no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in our conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz means so much to me because it's allowed me to really grow as a host and as a broadcaster. And I just absolutely love it here because everybody's amazing. So that's how I feel.
Yes, thumbs up, subscribe.
2 thumbs up.
5 stars, give it all to us because we love you guys. We love talking about AGT, and that obviously helps out our show. Yes. So now it is time to get into the acts that didn't go through. And, you know, were you surprised about any of these?
Not really.
No?
No, let's just put it this way. No, the acts that didn't get through. Okay, so starting off with...
Let's start off with Dominguez Family.
Yeah. Dominguez Family. I wrote down, I loved it. This is before I've seen all the other acts,
exactly,
though.
Yeah.
So I was way more enthusiastic about the Dominguez Family at first. I said I loved it. I like dogs. It made me feel like it was like a dog party in Vegas, since there was like different, like that we had the one dog that was like had tie dye colors, like ready to go. Like that was the dog that's like partying at Hakkasan on like a Saturday night, you know. So I liked the dog. I mean, who doesn't love animals? And then the kids doing the floss dance, that was just so adorable.
That's what that was, the floss
dance. I smiled the entire time. So I loved it, and I liked that they had a Vegas theme to it, so that it's basically saying, look, we can be a Vegas show. Look at us. We've got the Vegas sign. We've got the Vegas stuff. So I liked that they, you know, they had the fabulous Las Vegas sign on there. You know, going off of that to kind of be like, look, yeah, we can be a Vegas show. Look what we have to offer. I know Julianne had said, you know, everything didn't go perfectly, which, yeah, it seemed a little bit of a organized chaos.
Well, yeah, Julianne said that it was a beautiful hurricane. Simon said it's chaos. Gave advice for the final, saying they should do a Lion King theme. Well, and that's honestly why I thought maybe they were going to go through, because Simon was like giving them tips of what to do.
But again, maybe this was in the beginning of the day.
Yeah,
before
exactly.
They saw everybody else.
But I wrote, like, honestly, at first it was like, and then I kept watching and I was like, okay, I like it. My thing was like, could they be a Vegas act? Yes, but is it a $1 million act?
No.
Like, no. So that's the difference. It's cute.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that the people that went through, it's deserved. So, like...
Yeah, I still loved them, and I still think that they do have some... They clearly have a future in this industry. I think they're pretty unique, so... And cute and fun and very relatable.
And so, what did you think about DM Nation? And they are the dancers that Simon has an issue with. He had an issue with them a lot, saying that, like, they're technically great. They have, like, in great enthusiasm, but, like, he can't figure out what it is. He doesn't personally relate to them. Or, I mean, I wrote it here exactly. He's all the other judges said they stepped it up, but he said there's a coldness that he can't relate to their personalities. So I actually agree with him, and I don't know why. What about you?
No, I put I agreed with Simon as well.
What is it?
But okay, so this is what I wrote down. Because they were so like, boom, boom, like, they were just so stone-faced and cold and just like, they were so intense.
They said they were working on that.
Well, they didn't work on it because what, see, okay, yeah, I mean, look at this. It's just what I wanted in the middle of this. Break it down. Do something funny. Like what's, like, that was so intense. And that wasn't even impressive.
Yeah, like...
I just, like, they didn't impress me. And I thought it would be cool to, like, do something funny in the middle of it. Like, maybe them, like, doing the floss or doing something, like funny, like I don't know, just yeah, a like bit.
Make it more personal.
Yeah, even if it's not their thing. I mean, they've got to make it their thing for America.
Yeah, I agree. And... someone that the America is not going to be seeing at the live shows is Ben Trigger, and I'm not trying to be mean. I don't even know why he got into the. Yeah. I don't know why he even got into the next round. Anyway, he said he was starting with a more serious act, and you could see all the judges were like, "Oh my God!" Gabrielle Union was like, "He better show me some tassels," and started off slow, and then it turned into, like, I wrote it here, it literally turned into this big breakout scene, backup dancers, lots of feathers, had fur on his head, hit the golden buzzer again, and Simon was like, I don't know what to say, and I was kind of in the same way, like, this is what it's gonna be constantly, like, it's just, it was cool to watch the first time, and then I'm just like, I don't really care anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote, again, this is before I saw a lot more of the other acts. I actually liked him better this time around. I didn't really like him the first time around. I actually liked him better because I liked that he incorporated a Vegas theme. I think I just respect that because I see that he's actually trying to show them, like, look, I could be a Vegas act. Here's some tassels. Here's some feathers. Here's some Tina Turner. Here's a big staircase with glitter and all the workings. And I've got confetti. And, I mean, there's a lot of show to it.
Is that a million-dollar act?
No, it's not a million-dollar act. But again, the farther we got along in the... I mean, yeah.
He just makes me feel weird. I can't explain it. I just don't know. I'm not into it.
Well, here's the thing, too, with him. There's not much more he can do.
Exactly.
There's got to be something else. Like, maybe if he had comedy in the middle of it, maybe if he... I just felt like there needed to be something. And then the whole golden buzzer bit, again, I was like, we've already done that. We've already done that. But I did write down that, you know, I would have taken some of my girlfriends there for a night out. You know?
Laugh a little bit. Bachelorette party. That'd be
Bachelorette party. I mean, I can see the Ben Trigger bachelorette, you know, party where he does, like, showgirl stuff with the girls or bachelorette-themed stuff. I mean, there could be something there. But no, not a... million-dollar act, for sure.
And so before we get into the golden buzzer, we're just going to talk about the last two that didn't get through and the most, like, prominent ones. Okay. Because some of them were... we didn't even see. Some of the acts, I was like, I didn't even see them in the auditions, which is really strange. But Kara, who is the comedian, and she's the one that ate burgers out of her shirt. This time, she was just throwing everything out of her clothes at the judges. Kara the K. The judges weren't impressed. I wasn't impressed. Were you impressed?
No, I just put not funny.
Not funny at all. Because
there was nothing... I couldn't... I don't know. It was just not good.
And another one that wasn't good was Jonathan Burns. And literally, what I wrote here was a guy running around on stage. That's what I got from it. I did not get anything.
What did I even write? Hold on. Jonathan, I put not good.
I wrote all over the place. Simon and Howie hit the X, so he's the only X tonight.
He got two X's.
That got two X's. That even got an X at all. Nobody else got an X.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Ravi, who I didn't even remember.
Yeah, I didn't remember Jordan either.
So he was Simon...
but he was one of the contenders right at the end.
Well, Simon said he was really impressed and better than the first audition, but I think maybe it just wasn't enough.
I just think there was just too much talent. I mean, there was too many in the same. I mean, you can see by how they line up the contestants versus each other, saying only one magician can get through, only one male singer is gonna. There was definitely competition. So he had a great voice, but compared to Benicio, no. Benicio had more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Compared to Benicio. Well, it is time for our golden buzzer moment, the big reveal. And that is, the big golden buzzer moment. And we're going to chat about whether you think it was deserved, if you think it wasn't deserved. If you're happy, let us know in the comments below what you guys think of, and I don't want to butcher her name, Aman. Okay, Aman. And she is the opera singer, the child opera singer.
Aman Bisha.
I am literally couldn't believe the voice that came out of her mouth. Like, she has incredible range. To me personally, I would not listen to it. I don't resonate with it. I don't like opera. Like, I really don't enjoy it. But I can appreciate the talent. I can appreciate the range. I can appreciate it all. And she, Jay Leno was, like, blown away. So she gave him the golden buzzer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I did pick her to win the show. When we saw her in her initial audition, I freaked out about her. I thought she was absolutely amazing. And I kind of got a little pushback, I feel like, from you guys.
I still don't think she's going to win.
I mean, I think she's definitely a contender to win the show.
Even with America, like a lot of America that doesn't resonate with opera?
I think so, because what I said was, I don't like opera either, but I know she's something special because I like her, and I want to listen to her. I actually want to listen to her sing. I connect with her for some reason.
That's so funny.
And I love, first off, she's got the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, they're so
I was just, the confidence that she exudes is well beyond her years. I wrote down goosebumps. I'm getting them right now just talking about her. I would love to be in the audience of a performance. I already want to buy tickets to her show. I would love to be in the audience to watch her just to see how big, how much her voice can actually fill a room. Because I feel like I'm not getting the full effect of it through the screen. And I feel like she is probably filling up that room so big. But
she was so cute. And she held it together, the golden buzzer. I don't even know if she cried. She was just like, wow, thank you.
What I love about her, she gets gold buzzer. She's like, oh, okay, cool. So now I'm going to get a PB&J. Maybe my parents could take me to McDonald's. Maybe we can go, go to Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. But I got the golden buzzer, AGT, millions of viewers. Like, that was, I wrote down here, I was like, I love how casual she is.
Like, really?
Like, oh, yeah, I got the golden buzzer. No big deal. Just another day. Moving on.
Like I said, I love her. She's adorable, but I wouldn't listen to her just because I don't like opera. Yeah.
Well, she's definitely, if she doesn't win the show, she's definitely going to be in the top. The top.
I could see, I could see her going far. Yeah, I just don't think she's going to win it. But we will see. We will see who's right at the end. Because we will see. But it is now time for our special segment. And our special segment is us picking our top seven who we wanted to go through. And so let us know in the comments below who you wanted to go through. Is there anyone that got through that you didn't think should have? Or is there anyone that you're really upset that didn't go through? So, Rachel, you want to start it off?
Yeah. So, I got six. Well, we know the golden buzzer. So, I got five right out of the six that went through. The person that I had chosen to go through was Callie Day over Charlotte.
Yes. We did forget to mention Callie Day, who she didn't get through.
Which is perfect because we can talk about her right now.
Exactly.
So, with Callie, I liked her because she didn't sing at me. She sang to me. Mm-hmm. She had very easy runs, and I don't want to get stereotypical, but sometimes it can be just with singers in general. Just sometimes it can be very like singing at me and not just like taking me on a journey. And I felt like she took me on a journey. And she's a classic singer. She's classic. I like her that she's older and, you know.
Are you upset she didn't get through? Or do you think who got through is deserved?
I think that that Callie should have gone through. I don't think that Charlotte should have gone through. And the reason I say that again is we already have. Maybe it's because I'm so passionate about Iman, but I just think we already have that category checked off with Iman. Yeah. I feel like she's already above Charlotte, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I didn't find the need for Charlotte to go through.
See, I'd rather listen to Charlotte if she stopped growling.
Yeah. And then with Callie, I forget who the lady that got through last week. There was another kind of older singer, maybe 55. I'm trying.
I know who you're talking about.
You know
about.
Who I'm talking mm-hmm. about.
There's so many acts,
there's
guys.
Like, yeah, there was another act last week. And I think that she was better than, and her name is escaping me right now. And I know when I have it in my notes.
I know who you're talking about.
But I thought she was better than her last week. So I thought Callie definitely should have gone through, because I think that she kind of reminds me of Boyle. From
oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
well, Callie was also on my list, and another person that I had was Marina. Did you have Marina?
Yeah, I had everybody but Charlotte.
Yeah, so I had Callie, Marina, Jackie Fabulous, Voices of Service, Eric Chen, Benicio Bryan. Yeah. So we were pretty spot on, except for the Callie and Charlotte.
Yeah,
so
that's why I said this week was easy for me. Last week I think I only picked 5 people.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out who I wanted. So this was definitely an easier week. But
yeah, well, it's crazy because these are just, we watched 18 acts today and there are so many acts, especially going to the live shows. Like, I am so pumped for these live shows, guys. Like, these are going to be amazing. Like, we have such really great contestants. Like,
yep.
I'm super pumped about it. But yeah, so before... Not before we get into that, I don't know why I was just saying that. It is time now for our news and gossip. My tongue twisting today.
Awesome. Well, we don't have a ton of news, but we do have one bit of news that we can share with you. Even with, and this is going to be about Simon Cowell, even with Simon's crazy work schedule, he has recently become fitter, as he revealed to Extra. He has dropped an impressive 20 pounds.
Wow.
So in October 2017, Simon took a serious fall down the stairs after getting a cup of hot milk.
Who drinks hot milk?
I guess Simon does. He was rushed to the hospital in a neck brace and was told that he likely fainted because he had low blood pressure. He says, "Sometimes we get a reminder that we're not invincible, and this was certainly mine. It was a huge shock," he told The Sun. "I have got to take good care of myself to sort that out." He claims that he had to stop going to bed at 8 in the morning and having very late night meetings. He contributed stress to being one of the biggest factors. He went to a very well-known doctor. He got some blood work done to see what he needed to change in his drinking and eating habits. He also went vegan, and he also did this for his son, Eric, saying, "My perspective on life is slightly different than it used to be. I used to be really competitive, read the ratings, and have white knuckles, and now I just find it funny." So he also said that his son's own diet inspires him to keep on track. So good for you, Simon.
I think that's really good, too, because think about it. Everybody says when you have a kid, it changes your perspective, because he cared so much about, like, what he was saying, ratings, whatever he was saying, and now he just cares about his son.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really cute.
Well, it's awesome, too, and I know I was on Big Brother, so I do know how it feels to have people write reviews about you or give you opinions that don't even know you, and it can become overwhelming, and you can be obsessed with it. I remember there were times I would sit there and stare at Twitter. I would just go through and see what people were saying about me. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what those people think of you. And as he said, now he just laughs at that type of stuff. He doesn't care anymore.
I love it.
It's actually kind of cool. So to see that Simon has a little bit of a conscience, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've met him in person. Like I said, I've met him in person, and he's the nicest guy. He shakes everyone's hands, literally thanking, like, at the end of when we did the red carpets, he was just like, "I'm going to miss you guys," to all the press, was shaking our hands, hugging. I got a picture. Like, he's the nicest guy ever, and I think it's a lot of it is a front. It's a lot of TV editing, so I think that he's always been like this. I think that his son is maybe making him more, like, on camera you can notice it more, but
yeah,
he's a really nice, he's
I
really
know.
Nice
I
guy.
Still love you, Simon.
We love you, Simon.
We really do, and we're huge, but I feel like everybody's big, huge Simon fans. When they go on that stage, the women are always like, "Simon, I love you. I love you. This is for Simon. I'm going to name my guinea pig after you, Simon. I'm going to name this after you, Simon." Simon Says by G-Force. So, I mean, there's just always something. with Simon.
I love Simon. And is that all we have for news and gossip?
That's all we got for the news and gossip.
Gossips, I said. Now it is time for predictions.
And now,
I feel like it's a like a witch. What is that? Like, there's a haunted house. All right, Rachel, hit it off. What are your predictions?
What are my predictions? So, my predictions, which I've already been very adamant in saying that Iman Bisha, I think, is going to be one of the contenders to win the show. I also think off the Cody Lee is also one of the great contenders to win. I know that you're very passionate about him as well.
And I'm not a singer type person. I don't care about singers winning.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think a lot of our top acts were in this week, to be honest with you. And I mean, there's just so many. I need to break it down by age and by acts and everything right now, because it's now getting to that point where it's becoming difficult. And now we really need to hone in on who we exactly could see winning this. So I would actually love to hear all of you guys' opinion. So please, please, please drop your comments below and let us know who your favorite acts are, so we can help us decide who we think is going to be making it to the end here.
I have a feeling that a singer is going to win this year.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. And I am not a singer. Okay, when I say I'm not a singer's person, like, that just sounds so bad. Like, of course I like singers. But to me, I'm like, there's so many shows for singers. There's The Voice. There's American Idol. That I'm like, come on. Like, let's have someone that's not a singer be here. But what I do like about AGT is that, like, a lot of the other shows, like American Idol, I don't know how it is anymore, but it used to be you had to have an age limit, age range. And that's exactly what Simon said. Maybe was it last week or the week before that... This, you could be 70, you could be 60, it doesn't matter how old you are, you could be a singer, you could be 5. American Idol, it's like you have to be 18 to like 29 or something. So yeah. I do like that. I also love, like, I really think Cody Lee has a big chance of winning it, because Cody Lee, like, and he wouldn't be on American Idol. Like, those, it's just a different type of show.
Of course.
America's Got Talent gives him that.
Well, I wouldn't say that Cody Lee wouldn't be on American Idol, because this year on American Idol, they did have a blind singer.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, so, correct me, guys, I'm not trying to, like, be judgmental. I haven't watched American Idol since Simon. So, it used to just be 18 to 29-year-old attractive people.
No, they've completely reworked and changed everything.
Wow.
I mean, especially with The Voice nowadays, how The Voice is, you know, it's not about your looks, it's about The Voice.
Yeah.
And then we've got American Idol that's breaking all barriers right now.
Really?
I mean, because they revamped, because they're now on ABC instead of Fox.
See, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
so
it's become way more family oriented and a lot more about stories.
Well, a lot of
which
lot of
it's turned more to, but
I just couldn't without Paula, Randy, and Simon. The second they were gone, now can't watch it anymore.
No,
the original, the OGs.
You should. I mean, we're not talking about American Idol now, but I love American Idol.
Okay.
You need to watch it with the news judges; they're great too.
Yeah. Well, we are on AGT, obviously. I predict that Cody Lee. I think he could win it, but maybe it's too predictable. You know, sometimes it's like too predictable.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We'll see how that all plays out. I think he could definitely win. I'm excited. Honestly, excited for the singers.
I definitely think a singer is going to win this year.
I do, guys. I have predictions. So my prediction is the singer is going to win. I have that. That's my prediction.
And it's
going to
be my girl, Iman.
And it's going to be my boy, Cody Lee.
I think I'm just going to keep saying that so that I just put it in the universe.
See, my top favorites are Cody Lee and Eric Chen, but I don't think Eric Chen will win because Shin Lim won.
Yeah.
That's just what I think. But they are definitely my top. You have to think about your top. I'm like, who's my favorite? Two that stand out to me right away.
Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for watching. Seriously, we really love you guys, and we appreciate all the love and support. Rachel, where can we find you?
So you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin, and you can also find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler. And be on the lookout. I'm going to be doing a daily updates for Big Brother, so you're going to need to check that out Monday through Thursday every day on the AfterBuzz TV Instagram.
And I'm Justine Devanna, and you can follow me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. I do makeup along with hosting, so if you guys are, like, makeup fans out there, definitely stay tuned. Again, thank you so much for your support. We love you guys, and we will see you guys next week for the live shows, which I'm so pumped about. So we will see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.